Hey everyone, my name is Joe. I'm with Grafana Labs, and today the promise was to talk about getting started with Tempo and to demonstrate an OpenTelemetry instrumented application that supports exemplars. And we're mostly going to be doing that, but things have drifted a little bit, and this presentation is kind of divided maybe into three sections now. We're going to talk about Tempo, as promised. We're going to talk about the state of open source exemplars and why what I initially said I was going to do for this session is not quite possible. But we'll still get to a demo in which we'll demonstrate exemplars in open source and talk about maybe where those are, why they're not quite available yet, and what it will take for those to kind of limp over the finish line and for us to all be able to use open source exemplars. So to start with Tempo. Tempo is a new distributed tracing backend that we built at Grafana Labs kind of with this goal to sample 100% of our read path. So at the time, we were sampling, I think, maybe 15% or so of our read path. And we often were having long queries that we wanted to diagnose. Maybe a customer was interested in why a particular query took a long time. Or, of course, we are also interested in that because we want to understand why these queries are taking a long time and try to understand, where that time is spent and how to reduce the latency on these calls. And the way we found to do that was simply by sampling 100% of our read path. We wanted to do this, but unfortunately, with our previous backend, we would have had to scale Cassandra or Elasticsearch to a point where the cost memory or CPU, the operational cost, the cost to my sanity would have been far more than was worthwhile, especially for me, I think. But the size of this cluster would have just been, my whole job would have been managing Elasticsearch or Cassandra, which is not what I want my job to be. I want my job to be building Tempo, apparently, so we built Tempo. The solution is, Tempo, the thing we built, and we put, the difference here is Tempo's dependency, the only dependency of Tempo is object storage, so S3 or GCS or Azure. And these are, of course, cheap to manage. I mean, there's no management, right? These are managed services. It's very cheap to store very large amounts of data in these services and to use them. And so the goal here is to basically build a tracing backend on object storage only. The trade-off for now, at least, is that currently Tempo can only search by trace ID. I think the goal is, or at least the goal will be in the next versions of Tempo to support some sort of search, some sort of native search. But for right now, we only can do trace ID search. So you are going to only be able to ask the question, give me a trace for this trace ID. This may seem limiting, but at Grafana, we found many different ways to kind of get around this, and we'll talk about those in a second. We'll talk about maybe not even get around, but ways that we feel are very powerful ways to search for traces that do not require native search in your backend. So Tempo currently supports all major open source instrumentation libraries, Jaeger and OpenCensus, OpenTelemetry, Zipkin. So if you're already instrumented with anything like this, you can immediately start using Tempo without issue. We put things in S3 or GCS. Also Azure. This slide was made before Azure support was added, and I actually wouldn't even recognize these symbols anyway, but that red one is S3 and that blue one is GCS. And then we visualize everything in, shockingly, Grafana. Discovery. Okay, so you can only look up by trace ID. How do you discover traces? And right now the answer is logs. And we found we were doing this even before we switched to Tempo. We were often going through our logs to find our traces. So we would be logging on the same line as a trace ID. And this is standard request response style logging. Nothing new or weird about this, but log a trace ID, log a HTTP method, path, latency, status code, a bunch of common parameters or a bunch of common fields. And these now kind of effectively have built an index into our traces. An index we don't have to spend more money to build into our tracing backend, but instead can just use our logging system as it is. Now, Grafana, we use Loki, and our demo will be Loki, but this works with Elasticsearch or Splunk or whatever you want to use. Also, exemplars are kind of the new upcoming feature that we're going to talk about a little bit in a bit here, the state of exemplars. But this new upcoming feature is a way to discover traces through your metrics as well. And we'll talk more about what that means in a little bit. So trace ID search only in Tempo. Currently, we use logs very effectively. We'll look at that in the demo, and hopefully in the future, we'll be using exemplars. So where are we at? 380,000 spans a second or so. It fluctuates more than I care to admit. I wish it didn't fluctuate at all. I wish I could just push this higher and higher, but we're at 380,000 right now. We're at a little bit less than 7,000 traces a second. So if you do the math there, you can find out how many... I should have done that before I came here. Maybe about 60 or so. I could be totally making that up. Never mind. Ignore that. Traces, spans per trace is what I was trying to get to. But anyways, we have about 380,000 spans per second, about 7,000 traces per second, and our latencies are good. I'm very happy with this. Certainly, we can always push this down. In fact, recent additions to Tempo include the ability to scale the query front end or scale the query path, so we could actually reduce this by quite a bit if we wanted to. But right now, we're querying over 4 billion traces, and our P50 is around 400 milliseconds, which I'm very happy about. You can also see P90 is right on 500 milliseconds, and P99 kind of reaches up to 1 to 2 seconds occasionally. So, very happy with these latencies. Always something to improve, of course, but I think this is well within, you know, operational expectations for a tracing backend. Architecture of Tempo. This is a little detailed. We won't get too into this. Don't be afraid to not understand all these pieces, but this is architected roughly like Loki or Cortex if you spent time with those open source products. So we have a distributor. The distributor handles replication factor, pushes our traces to ingesters. Ingesters then batch those traces up into blocks, and then these blocks are pushed into our storage backend, into S3 or whatever. We have this idea of the compactor over here on the side, and we are currently flushing, I think, something like 400 blocks an hour. So the compactor takes those small blocks and builds larger and larger and larger blocks. If right now we're doing what I'd say 400 blocks an hour, 24 hours a day, and we currently have a retention of 2 weeks. So 24 times 14 times 400 would be, without the compactor, our total block list length, which would require a lot of time to search. So the idea of compaction is to basically keep this keep the length of this block list as short as possible in order to improve query performance. And then on the query path, we have this thing called the querier. Its job is to, well, look into the, ask the ingesters for recent traces and also check the backend. We have the query front end, which handles parallelization of queries and sharding of queries out. And this Tempo query piece is hopefully going to go away soon. It's actually like a shim to translate to Jaeger, which is the only tracing backend that Grafana can handle right now. So that's why we're using it. In the near future, hopefully, Grafana will support Tempo directly. Okay, so that was a lot of things, and you don't have to know all those things to just get started, and this is supposed to be getting started. So check out these links here. Single binary deployment's important, so a way to just deploy Tempo not in distributor, ingester, query, all these crazy pieces, but instead to deploy it as a single binary to get started and to understand what it does and how to configure it. Tons of examples in these Docker Compose folder you'll see listed here. We have Helm options. There's a very simple Helm chart that I made that I think the Helm community would hate, but it's kind of the way I would do a Helm chart. And we have a Helm chart that's being pulled, or a PR open now, to have a more official, more robust Helm chart that I think meets the expectations of people who regularly use Helm. And JSONet set a blob of JSONet stuff as well to deploy. So all of these different deployment